Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronumerologist, and welcome to your new moon in Aries forecast happening on April 16th, Universal Time in London, 2:57 a.m., 9:57 p.m. on April 15th in New York, and also April 15th at 6:57 p.m. in L.A. Now, this new moon is so exciting. There's so much going on, and let's talk about Aries a little bit first, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and the new moon is, of course, about new beginnings. Now, the first sign is about fresh starts, starting a new year in astrology. So there's already a big theme of courage and independence and assertiveness as you get started, right? There's a lot of energy and forward momentum. And this is accentuated by several facts. First of all, we have the sun and moon at 26 degrees in Aries, and 26 is the number of leadership. 26 reduces to 8. 2 plus 6 is 8. 8 is the infinity symbol. It represents strength and leadership and courage, taking the reins, stepping forward, exactly like Aries. Aries is about your authentic self, blazing new trails, high energy, taking action, being innovative. It's the warrior leader, right? It's Aries is ruled by Mars, the masculine, sacred masculine energy that we all have. It's vigilant, it's bold, it's eager. So you're focusing on yourself. You're focusing on your self-direction, on self-reliance, self-discovery, being self-sufficient, right? This is about you being in charge, taking control. And so the time for reflection is pretty much over for a while. Mercury stations direct at the same time that we have this Aries new moon, which is another part of the puzzle in terms of forward momentum. So Mercury is now at a standstill and moving forward again in Aries, the sign of this new moon. So rather than reflecting now, you want to take care of your plans, manifest them, act on them. This Mercury direct on the same day of the new moon is really a symbol of the universe saying that you need to surge ahead. Your ideas that you had, the aha moments that you had, the plans that you made during the Mercury retrograde, which started on March 22nd, now are being put into practice with a lot of passion and drive. So look at your projects, look at those ideas, how you're communicating them as well, because Mercury is about communication, and just take care of the forward momentum, tap into the forward momentum to move forward. Now, there are a lot of fabulous, fabulous transits during this new moon. The first is that the sun and moon are right next to Uranus as a conjunction. Uranus is about taking a risk, right? Taking the reins and taking control of your life with the sun and moon right next to Uranus. So this is about breakthroughs and change and sudden powerful shifts. So don't be surprised if you are taken by surprise, okay? Because as you're initiating these new projects, as you're tuning into your desire for freedom, which Uranus also represents, and crave independence, you are undergoing a transformation. You are actually going to deal with some changes in your plans or some surprising new ways of understanding your life or dealing with something in your life. So the Sun, Moon, and Uranus are together in Aries. They're forming a square to Pluto. Now this activates the last 7, 8, 9 years because Pluto and Uranus have been in a square for a long time. And though they've been moving apart in the last year, this new moon right on Uranus actually activates it again. So long story short, you are craving a deep internal shift right now. That's a rebirth because all of the new beginnings energy. So it goes really deeply. So there really is no choice for you but to move into a place where there is undeniable transformation. There is permanent transformation. So Think about all the shifts and transformation that you've already experienced over the last 7, 8, 9 years. This is now being rebirthed. And let me just say at this point that Uranus, the planet we're talking about, that's, you know, together with the new, with the sun and moon, Uranus is moving into a new sign in May. And that sign is Taurus. It has been in Aries for 8 years. So this is a precursor of what's coming. A major shift is in the air. So then we have Pluto, because this triple conjunction is square to Pluto. Pluto's at 26 degrees, right? Just like the new moon is. So this is, you know, Pluto is power, the P word. Power, it's perseverance. It is basically taking you to a place, again, of utter, deep, you know, undeniable transformation. Pluto governs that. So you have the courage now to pursue what you really stand for, what you truly mean, what you truly feel, and let go of all those things that you thought were important, but really, actually, in the moment now of transformation, you realize, maybe these aren't really what I need in this lifetime. Maybe this is a projection of a previous life onto this one. Maybe I just need to have a totally clean slate and just trust moment to moment what I'm feeling and not project what I thought was important into the present moment. Now we have beautiful Venus transits activated during this new moon. There are four all together, so it's a very Venusian time. And Venus rules financial flow and love. So that is definitely in the air. So first of all, Venus is opposite Jupiter, which brings a lot of pleasure. It's a call to love. It's also a call to generate financial flow and to bring that call of financial abundance into your conscious awareness, to bring it into balance because it's in opposition with Jupiter. So Jupiter expands everything. So this is a really wonderful opportunity for you to look at how you love, look at your intimate relationships, and look at how you create abundance and, you know, how you approach financial flow. These are really going to be supported by you, especially since Mercury is now moving forward again. So the second Venus transit is Venus trine to Mars, which of course is the love trine. Mars, sacred masculine, Venus, the divine feminine, coming together in this gorgeous trine, love and passion, sensuality, connecting to your inner masculine and feminine intimately, right? And then also intimately with your partner or new partner, whatever it is, it's lovely for romance. Then Venus is also trine Pluto. This is very sensual and sexual and passionate, and also governs abundance and financial flow. So another magnification of that topic. And finally, the fourth Venus aspect during this Aries new moon is that Venus is sextile to Neptune. This is also so loving. This is more transcendental love. This is about beauty and music and unconditional love, inspiration, spirituality. So four absolutely gorgeous Venus aspects here that are really going to make this new moon feel exquisite. So then we have this, with Venus, there's also this accentuation of your imagination, your creativity. So as the more you connect to your creative juices, you know, what really expands you on that level as a creator. Now, I'm not talking you have to be an artist or musician or dancer, or painter, any of that, writer. I'm talking your innate creativity. Everybody has it. We're all creators, right? And Venus is in its own sign of Taurus. So this is really extraordinary. Taurus and Venus, when they come together for these four transits with Venus, this is amazing. This is the house of financial flow and what you really, really value in your life, right? So then we also have one more transit to tell you about. It's really my favorite one, and that is that Jupiter is sextile to Pluto at the moment of this new moon. Now, why is this so important? Well, when Jupiter and Pluto get together, it's always an amazing time for us. And this year they meet three times. So this is the defining transit of 2018, Jupiter sextile Pluto. And it comes together right during the Aries new moon, Aries being the first sign. We already went through this, new moon being new beginnings. So what this is showing is this is a new beginnings of financial abundance, of all the incredible things that I already mentioned, you know, love, but especially seeing yourself as an abundant being, not shying away from the fact that you can't feel abundant. There is enough abundance to go around the world many, many times. And so you need to discard those false ideas, those false paradigms, those false beliefs that you were raised with in your environment that say that you cannot feel abundant, right? So this is a moment for you to restart that process because of the new moon, because of Aries, all of that. Restart it. It's a very, very powerful energy too, because it basically says you're in control of your life. Don't let others, you know, influence you in a way that takes away from who you truly are. You know, stay away from that energy. Jupiter's in retrograde too, and retrograde planets have a deeper impact on us. They really create a profound internal awakening. That's really the key with Jupiter, is the internal awakening. So this meeting between Pluto and Jupiter, the second meeting of the year, is going to deepen your resolve internally and help you to tackle those abundance goals. Really, any meeting between these two planets, Jupiter and Pluto, bestows us with blessings. So see this as a beautiful blessing, part of this incredible new moon in Aries. And so to sum it up, you want to initiate a new project around this time. You want to create a detailed framework for success, for financial flow, for money manifestation. You want to exercise physically. I didn't talk about that, but Aries is a very physical sign, so you want to move your body, right? Maybe start a new exercise regimen. You want to focus on anything that fires you up in a fresh new way. Mars is very much about fire, as is Aries. It's a fire sign. You want to take a risk. Take a risk in some way in your life, right? That allows you to feel like you're exploring freedom. And you want to proclaim who you truly are. Just stand for who you are, right? And in this process, during this new moon, you will feel supported. You will have people who will come to support you. You will have events happen that will give you a confirmation, right? The synchronistic events that happen when we know we're in the flow. You will receive help from the outside, support from the universe at this time, right? You just need to act. You need to move forward. This is a time of action, right? It's all going to be there. So have a wonderful, wonderful Aries new moon, and I'll see you in a couple weeks for the full moon. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning into this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.